Chapter 319 About Begging in the Name of Allah 1722 Jabir radiyallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, No one should ask in the face of Allah for anything except Jannah. Abu Dawud Commentary Shaykh al-Albani has stated with regard to this hadith the following points. First, this hadith is weak in authority. Second, even if its authority is taken to be correct, then begging in the name of Allah for worldly needs is prohibited. But how can the begging of good, of the hereafter, guidance, and the path to Jannah becomes prohibited? Nevertheless, begging in the name of Allah for worldly gains is disapproved. 1723 Ibn Umar r.a. said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Grant shelter to him who begs for it in the name of Allah. Give to him who begs in the name of Allah. Accept the invitation of him who invites you and requite him who does a favor to you. But if you are unable to requite him, go on praying for him till you are sure that you have requited him adequately. Abu Dawud and An-Nasai. Commentary. The following points are clear from this hadith. First, supplicating for safety and asking in the name of Allah is endorsed. Second, if a person begs in the name of Allah, he should not be turned down. He must be given something to honor the name of Allah. However, if one is sure that the petitioner is a professional beggar and does not stand in need of what he is begging, then it is better to turn him down in order to discourage the evil of begging in society. Third, one should return kindness with kindness, but if one is unable to do so, then one should wholeheartedly pray for the benefactor, because this is also a form of returning a kindness. Fourth, one must accept invitation to a feast, provided it is free from all things forbidden by Islam.